la casa completa en una maleta. Con un pico, una pala y un rastrillo, te construimos un castillo. ¿Cómo es que dice el coro, cabrón?
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
We get the job done.
That's our jam.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Tracy.
And this is episode 19.
19. Guys, it's the penultimate episode of season 2.
Can't believe it.
It's gone by so fast.
Yeah. Next year, we're going to record during the winter, you guys. I've decided.
That has more to do with the fact that the office we record in Jenny and Jeff's house is a hot box of sweat.
Yeah, it's really not. It's not great.
Speaking of which, Jenny. Yeah. How do you feel today?
Speaking of being a hot box of sweat.
You're an oven. You literally have a bun in the oven. Not literally. You just are an oven.
Oh, yeah. I feel... Oh, my God. It's like so
three words.
Hard to make it not
negative. Just do it. I mean, tell the truth, man.
This is the truth.
We're all friends here.
I don't
know
if
my enemies that are listening.
Yeah, frenemies. I don't know if... if I've used the word tired yet, just like straight up.
You know, I honestly don't remember, but let's do it.
I'm tired. Like, everything I do, I'm just tired. Walking and...
Yeah. Talking.
Bending down. And I've come to this point where now I need to just like... I can do like one activity a day and then I need a break.
Great. Sure. That's like my parents.
Yeah. Exactly. I feel... geriatric.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word you should use.
The word of the day is geriatric. I'm 35-6 weeks. When does this come out?
I think today is August 30th.
Today is August 30th and I think I'm 36 weeks. Oh, sorry.
36 weeks and probably the size.
No, 35.
35
sorry.
Weeks. My guess in terms of fruit.
A big one.
What are you currently? Like a, not a jicama. That was last week.
No, that was last week. I don't even know. I stopped.
It doesn't matter. I used to keep asking, but now it's like, you know what? You're a freaking.
Well, she's like a regular, like she's like almost 5 pounds. So like now you're just like a baby.
Yeah. So she's a baby. She's a baby shaped baby.
She's a pineapple.
A pineapple. That's like one of my favorite fruits.
So then.
What if we named her pineapple? Fact. My cousin's name is Apple. Spelled APOL. That's Filipinos for you.
Yeah, that's definitely a name.
Yeah, it's a name. Anyways.
She's big.
She's big.
She's big.
And so are you. I mean that in the loveliest way possible.
I'm very large. It's true.
Okay, great. Well, guys, listen. Today, I feel caters to all my interests in life.
It's a good day.
So today is a great day. We're catering to all me and Tracy's interests,
yes.
To be honest, TBH. So this is what happened, you guys. Obviously, you know, we record this like a little in advance. And so last night we saw Hamilton in L.A. It opened. We saw it on a Friday. It opened on Wednesday. The excitement was in the air.
It was
the second time for both of us. So Jenny saw it. You can speak to your own interest or to your
own. Saw it in March of 2016. 16. So, and it was OBC, which was amazing.
Literally sister. Every single person in the original cast was on that stage that day. Every single person.
It was pretty crazy. I saw OBC, but it was a long time ago, like now.
Yeah.
And you saw it last October.
I saw it last October. There were still like some OBC members in it. But they like everybody that we saw was great. I saw it with Javier Munoz, who's currently Hamilton, and Brandon Victor Dixon, who was Burr. And added bonus, our best friend, Andrew Chappelle, swing to the stars. Swing to the stars.
So jelly.
Was our Andrew. Mulligan Madison. As much as I love Oak and would have loved to see him,
I like Molly literally and I gasped. Can't even. Yeah. I can't
he was
even
so,
God. Like, I can't even picture him as that character, which, but I.
But it was so good.
That's why I think it's amazing. Like, I just.
He's just so talented.
I
want to
just go and see him do every role.
Yeah. Okay. So this is, and if for those of you who are not crazy people like us.
Like us.
Andrew Chappelle is a swing on Hamilton Broadway. He's been with the show since like The Public. He is a swing, which means he covers multiple tracks, and he covers all three of like the Sons of Liberty. So Mulligan Madison, Lafayette Jefferson, and Philip Lawrence. And he also covers Burr, and he also covers the King. He does not cover Washington or Hamilton. So like if somebody calls out or somebody's on vacation, they'll be like, hey, Andrew, come be the King today, or like come be Mulligan Madison. So he has to know every single one of those tracks. So I saw him when he played Mulligan Madison. It was fantastic.
We love him.
Anyways, the point of this is we saw it last night for the second time each, and we are here today to talk about our thoughts and feelings on it.
I have a lot of those. A lot of thoughts.
I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of feelings.
A lot of feelings.
I mean, listen, I think just in general, well, we'll get to in general, like what it's like to watch theater for multiple times. But like in terms of Hamilton, like what were your thoughts seeing it for a second time? Like since you saw the original Broadway cast, like how did that differ from then and now?
I feel like first of all, we sat in a very different place. So shout out to Lauren and Ryan who gave us their tickets to sit in center or orchestra. For the first half of the play, and then we switched. Not that our seats are bad, but it's just very close. So I thought it was interesting to not be able to see the turntables. That's probably not what they're called, but
the stage. Turntables.
Because we were so that close. But I'm glad that I had seen it with that before, because then it like felt like I had an understanding of what was happening technically. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more fun this time, I think. Because we're going again in 2 weeks. I said to you last night, like I didn't have to feel like I had to soak in every moment as this big thing because I know I'm going to see it again. Mm-hmm. So it was more fun. And I think because so many more people, it felt like to me, like we're so excited and probably have waited a really long time. Like you heard people being like, I've had tickets for a year. Like, it made me feel like everybody was more excited instead of like more solemn in a way, like when I saw it the first time. So I just had more fun. Like it just was more fun, and I knew the music better, and I knew like the way that the staging was going to be done, so I could watch different things than I did before. And the cast was amazing. Everything was great.
You know, what's interesting about you saying close-up seats is that I found that I was paying more attention and trying to be more in the moment because we were so close, and I was like, now I can see like the details and like people's faces and like where like the blocking and the staging that I didn't get. We sat in the balcony on Broadway, so like we were far away, but we got like an eagle eye view. But being close, I was like, oh, that's interesting that they have this facial expression during this point. What I remember was during Helpless, Eliza, like right before Angelica introduces Alexander to Eliza, Eliza's like off to the side, and she like was kind of psyching herself up.
Yeah,
like she's like, okay, breathe, and then like turn around and meet Alexander, and I was like, oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
And obviously she did it again for Satisfied, but just like little things like that,
right?
Like acting choices. I was like, that's so awesome that we get to see it up close. But also like I want to stress that as much as we love the original Broadway cast, and I have been saying this since I like have been a fan of this show, every single like swing and understudy and ensemble member is so talented that you should not be upset that when you get to the show and somebody else is there,
it doesn't even matter.
That's not like Dobby Diggs. Yeah. Like, don't. This is more about the story than it is about who's playing it. I mean, you know, a little leeway with that, but
sure,
for more or less. When I saw it on Broadway, there was this like tiny 9-year-old girl there with her husband,
with her husband,
her father, and she's like, where is everybody? Like, where is Lynn? Where's Dobby? And I was like, bitch, A, you should be so lucky that you have tickets to this show.
Yeah.
B, like, that's not what this is about. I wish I could, like, teach her a lesson right there and then, but obviously I didn't. But that's a testament to Lynn's storytelling and, like, all the, like, director, choreographer, yes, Alex Lacamoire's orchestrations, like, all of their, like, artistry, because every single person that we saw last night, we saw three understudies last night.
And they were amazing.
They were all so good. And it was Angelica, Peggy, and Lafayette Jefferson, who, like, main characters. Every single one of them was so fantastic. I just love the show so much.
It was so great. Like,
I continued to cry all the tears per usual.
Yes. We were talking last night a little bit about the differences, and I wanted to tell you, but you made me wait to tell you now, so I'm going to tell you now.
Well, yeah, no, save it for the pod.
So, one of the things you had asked last night was about, like, the difference in, like, seeing, or somebody asked me this last night, like, the difference in seeing, like, OBC with, like, Lynn and Leslie, mm-hmm, like, the two mains. And I just felt like the more and more I think about Burr and the way that Joshua Henry played Burr last
fantastic
night.
Fantastic, by the way. Oh, so he's so freaking good.
Smoke show. When Leslie, and again, I've only seen it the one time, but when Leslie played Burr, when I saw him, he was much more, like, studious and, like, very, like, he seemed more sure of himself as the character of Burr. Like, I am Burr. This is what I believe. This is who I am. Yada, yada, yada. But when Joshua did it, it was much more, like, you could see him starting to crack at the seams.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, he could be unhinged any second.
Yeah, and, like, realizing, like, maybe I've taken the wrong way about this, and maybe Hamilton's way is better. Like, when he did Wait For It, Leslie made me feel like, this is exactly what I should be doing. This is, like, the right choice. Like, everybody else is an idiot. Yeah. And when Joshua did it, it was like, he was, like, having to psych himself up instead.
Oh, interesting.
And, like, when he said when he gets to the part where he's, like, he has nothing to prove, he has nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And, like, you could tell he was, like, but he still wins. Like, almost that, like, quiet rage. Like, it just was such a different take on the same song.
Yeah.
It, like, gave me goosebumps. Like, it just was, like, you could see the internal struggle of him as Burr, like, understanding that, like, fuck, like, I've gotten this far in my career and maybe I've made the wrong choice. Sure. But, like, this is the choice I'm making.
Yeah.
So I thought that was amazing.
Similarly, Michael Luoye, who is our best friend now. Don't worry about it, guys.
We're best friends. Don't worry about it.
Just ask us later about it. Love you so much. Yeah, he's definitely not listening to this. I don't know. He could be.
Maybe he is. We can tag him.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I didn't see Lynn. I saw Javi. But I feel like you could see that he was just being more annoying and obnoxious as time went on.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I felt that way when Javier played it, but there's just, like, what is the word we came up with last night to describe him? Not classy, but, like, I mean, classy is, like, the only thing I can think of right now. But, like, he's played it in a way. I'm sitting up. I'm sitting up more upright to, like, kind of describe how Michael played him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, because, like, Lynn was more of, like, a bleeding heart. Whereas, like, again, it was, like, almost the opposite, actually. It's, like, Lynn played it more, like, he was unsure of himself as a person, but he thought he was doing the right thing. And he was a little more naive.
Yeah.
And I don't know about Javi, but.
Yeah.
But then, like, Michael was, like, nope, this is who I am. This is how I act. This is, like, you could see him mature as a character, but he still had his obnoxious spell.
Right. Are there any other shows that you've seen in your life multiple times?
No.
Interesting.
No. I mean, other than, like, shit that's, like, not on Broadway. Like, other things. Like, I've seen, like, Oklahoma. You know what I mean?
But that's what I mean. Like, have you seen the show?
Yeah, I mean,
one show multiple times. I've seen, like, different ways.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Such a random. It's a very random one. I'm trying to think if there's another one, but not like that. Not in a way that I actually tangibly, like, thought about them.
Yeah.
Comparatively.
Right. Well, I'm, like, a crazy person. So, yes. Like, I've seen Rent, like,
A lot of times. 13? Is that too many?
I feel like that's accurate. I, like, can't remember anymore. It's like 11, 12, 13.
I recently saw the 20th anniversary tour earlier this year for my birthday, actually. The story itself is still great. It's just now at this point, I feel maybe since I've seen it so many times that I'm just like, I know it so well that when people, actors aren't
living up to their role.
Yeah, it's just annoying to me, but it's always interesting to like see. And I've seen like shows I've seen multiple times. Wicked. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. So what a great show.
Such a random. Well, okay. Fun fact. When it toured, had the national tour and it stopped in Rochester, like I did this like master class with like some of the actors, like a dance master class. And then they taught us the dance to Waterloo, which if you guys haven't seen it, it's like the last song they sing. And like they encourage everybody to like sing along and dance. They taught us that dance. And then they're like, you guys need to get up and go into the aisle and dance to the song.
That is nuts.
And so we did that. And everybody was like, why do these kids know this? It's really fun. Which
that's
is
really
part of the
cool.
reason why I have seen it, that show that many times. It has like sentimental value. Lion King.
Yeah, I've only seen that once.
I'm sure there are other Phantom. Anyways, it always differs. Like it's interesting just in general to see like how people interpret shows.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like I was because I knew we were going to talk about it, but also just because I'm very interested in the show, I did spend a lot of like I tried to actively think during the show about the ways that people were doing things differently, like not in a bad way, but just like or a good like just notice your surroundings. So like even like I don't know his name, but you probably do. Ruben,
the kid who, Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence. Yeah. Ruben, like different from Anthony. Like again, like he like the way I don't know. In my head, I see Anthony, probably younger than he actually is in real life, but like as a little kid, and so like he seemed more innocent to me, whereas like Ruben was more like. Because I always had a problem with like the way that Lawrence fit in with those four boys. Like I always thought like he was like the younger brother who like was a chip off the old. But the way that Ruben played it was much more like
he's part of.
Oh,
it.
I've seen shit.
Yeah.
Which like I also enjoyed. Like I just thought that was great.
I think also since we're speaking of the Sons of Liberty, Anthony Trico, who played Mulligan Madison.
He was so great.
And Desmond Newson, who we saw as the understudy for Loft Jeff. Both of them brought, like, this, like, fierce sassiness that it, I don't mean that in, like, a bad way.
I mean that amazing.
In, a like, an amazing, like, it was kind of just, like, at one point, I don't even remember when he, like, Madison, like, put up, sorry, it was Mulligan at the time, like, put up his middle fingers and he's just, like,
yeah, fuck you guys.
It was so good. But it was so like, good. It was warranted for whatever. I don't know. It was probably like during Nonstop or something. But I was like, that is, yeah, that's what you should do. Because you're like, fuck these British.
Yeah. He was, it was so, yeah, I really enjoyed his performance. I thought that they had more, like, again, more fun
with it.
Like, I love David, but when you see David, like, it's clear that his background is not in dancing.
Right.
So, like, I think you could, at least when I saw him, like, you could tell he was concentrating, which is fine, like he was amazing anyways, but like I think that Desmond like just had more fun with it and like could flourish it a little bit more, and maybe that's just because like there's a different level of pressure because you're in LA and not on Broadway, or who knows, but like you could tell he's more of a dancer and like has is more comfortable in that role.
Sure.
And it could it showed through in his performance.
Yeah.
Which was like super fun.
Anyways, we could talk about this
for like, literally the whole
literally years. So we're seeing it another time in like a couple of weeks before Jenny has this bebé. I'm going again in December.
Yeah.
Entering the lottery.
Maybe
every
we can do
a
mini app.
A mini app.
A Hamel app.
Hamel app.
Like a little.
Do you guys want that?
Or is it just for posterity?
Let
us know if you guys want us to do that about like the next two shows. We love Hamilton.
The end.
Bye. All right. So speaking of music.
Guys,
Our last two eps were a little bit like downers.
Yeah, this is a fun. It's actually like a newer version, a 2017 version, if you will, of our season one segment called mm-hmm. iPod Roulette.
Yeah.
We've switched over to Spotify.
We're advancing our musical choices.
We're getting hip to what the kids are listening to.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Depends.
No.
So we're each going to press shuffle on our Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
We're each doing three songs, and then we have to explain ourselves as to why that particular song is on there, if it needs mm-hmm. defending or not.
Yes. All right. Are you ready?
You know, I'm not as nervous about this as I was before because my iPod had a lot of stuff on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think Spotify is going to just make you.
Yeah. My Spotify, the list we're going off on Spotify, you guys can follow it, Random Mix Volume 2, is from 2015, which I thought I did it like every year, but apparently I did not. So, no. So it's had it has songs on there from 2015 till now.
Oh my God. Amazing. Okay. Are you ready?
Shuffle.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face.
Ooh. Oh, I shouldn't sing.
This is Jess Glynn. Her hit song Hold My Hand. We saw Jess Glynn at the Troubadour. Jenny was nice enough to like come with me because I was like, I love Jess Glynn. Her album's so amazing.
It was great. What a good show.
She's fantastic. She is a British singer who just has like so much soul and spunk, and y'all should listen to her album. Yeah. I'll put a link to it in our website, but Hold My Hand is fantastic. These are just going to be like the most dumb, like, this is definitely on shuffle, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's not even on the screen right
okay,
now.
Okay, great. This is We Don't Talk Anymore, Charlie Puth, featuring Selena Gomez.
Puth is a bad last name.
It is. I love this jam.
This is a great jam. This is a good like exercise song.
Sure.
If you were.
I was like, what kind of exercise are you doing to this?
Like I could do some vinyasa flow.
Okay, yeah. Let's.
Or run.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
Just dance in my bedroom.
Great. Yeah.
I like this jam.
Her voice is Grace
club,
on it.
Club song. If you were a person who went to clubs.
Sure,
not.
I'm not.
I'm not, neither am I. What? Got it.
Oh. This is not even Jenny's playlist. It's Jenny's boyfriend. Have you guys heard of Usher?
Just don't worry about it. I need a minute.
Okay. Everyone leave the room. Jenny needs
guys,
a few
guys, have you
minutes.
Seen his Carpool
Karaoke?
Yes. Yes. Blessed.
I don't actually know all the lyrics to this song, but great jam.
I don't either. I just gotta listen to his, like, voice.
Yeah, sorry. Should everybody shut up while you guys have a moment? It's Crash by Usher, in case we didn't say that. I feel like we're in a studio, like the way this podcast recording is set up. We're like in a studio and I'm like holding my headphone and I'm like jamming.
Yeah, we're just like.
And I like singing.
Yeah. Like this is our part coming up, you know? We're just going to step in. It's not my part.
Can we do like two bonus ones?
Yes.
Because I feel like that went by so fast. Oh my gosh, guys, listen. This is my new favorite song. I know it's been out for a while, but one of the all-stars on So You Think You Can Dance recently choreographed two dances to this song. It was, one of them was crump and one of them was like a ballroom dance.
A ballroom dance?
Oh my gosh, we should watch it after this. It is so good. Sorry, I'm yelling.
I can turn it down.
It
was on Usher volume.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this jam. It's River by Bishop Briggs.
I've never heard this song.
Yeah, it's been out for a while. I don't know what her background is. I have no idea, but I was like, this jam.
I like the beat. It's really satisfying.
The chorus is where it really gets you, right here. Yes. Great. So good, guys. River, really good. Bishop Briggs. I don't even know if that's her real name.
Who cares?
Who cares? Love it.
One more?
One more. Last one.
It's also one of my new favorite songs. Listen, this is how I figured out I listen to, like, hear new songs is either, like, when I'm watching TV and there's, like, a show that they play, like, mm-hmm. a soundtrack, like, a commercial or something, or if I'm going grocery shopping. I literally heard this new Paramore song while I was in Ralph's, and Siri'd it, and I was like, yeah, I'm adding this immediately. It's Paramore, Rose Colored Boy. Their new album is very, like, 80s centric.
Cool, I dig
this is a fun jam. I love Haley's voice. It's so distinct.
It's really unique and different.
I went through this, like, hardcore Paramore phase where I just, like, listened to their album over and over
again. Of course you did. I love that.
I like Paramore, guys.
It's like a good another summer good, jam.
Yeah.
Just in time for September. Oh, yeah. Great. I'm into this.
Great. Fantastic. Jenny, you're up.
Okay. Who knows how this is going to go, you guys. Guys, 2017 has been a hard year for music for me, personally. I've been listening to a lot of Hamilton only. And as a result, I have a lot of, like, all my playlists are kind of old. Like, the only playlist I have right now is mostly Tracy added to it for my, going into labor. Again, so,
to be fair, that playlist you just played is from 2015 on, so.
But all my music is the same always, so let's be real. It's going to be like, here, I'm going to tell you right now what it's going to be. It's going to be like a Counting Crows song,
like
a Brad Denon.
Yeah.
Maybe like a James.
Singer. Yeah, I was going to say James.
Like.
Remember last week when, was it last week or the week before?
It was last week. We talked about how I'm white on the weekends.
Yeah, on Sundays. Martha's Vineyard Radio is basically Jenny's own radio.
It is. That's basically what it is. When that's what this is going to be.
Play the white people, Jenny.
All right, here we go. Ready for the whites?
I'm ready for the whites. When am I not ready for the whites? Am I right? Don't answer that, anybody.
Guys, I'm so white.
This is a great song, though.
It's so good.
This is, like, one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs.
This is all of my playlists from 2015. But, like, it could also be my playlist from 1977.
Sure.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows what this is. Landslide. Yeah. So, we don't need to say it. It's so good, though.
So, yeah. Everybody knows it's good.
Oh,
this is a good jam. Is that from my playlist, though? No, it's not. I don't think it is, actually.
I think it's from my hat, when I ran the half.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take credit, though.
It's Bastille, Pompeii, hit song.
It's a good song.
Maybe one of their only songs. Sorry, Bastille fans, but this is what I didn't know them for.
It was a good running jam.
Yeah, I can see that. I feel like it'll, like, inspire you to keep going.
Yeah, I have, like, a very specific song that I need to listen to when I run, which is, like, one that I can sing along to, even though I'm obviously not going to sing along when I'm running.
Oh, interesting.
And, like, has powerful lyrics. Mm. So, like, Kelly Clarkson.
Sure.
Like, The Script. Hamilton.
The Script.
I love them.
It's just funny because, like, I haven't heard anything about The Script in a while.
I love them. Bye. It's fine. Guys.
Wow.
Like, so.
Again, I feel like this is all culminating in what we've talked about the past.
Yeah.
In the past. Lilith Fair, just picture yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You, Tracy Chapman, a fast car.
It's just classic jam.
It is a classic jam.
I don't know what the play, like, I can't tell what playlist it's from. You know the words really well.
Nothing to prove.
She loses later. What a sad jam.
Explain to me what this song's about.
It's about a girl who is, like, home, and she wanted to go to college, but she couldn't because her dad needed her to take care of him. And so she does. And she meets a guy, and she thinks he's going to be, like...
The one.
The thing, yep. And so, like, they make all these plans, but they're, like, you know, manageable plans. Like, well, like, get an apartment and, like, get jobs and live together. And then she realizes that he also just sucks, and he's not going to get her anywhere.
Yeah.
And then she's just like reliving what she's already like lived with.
Right.
And then she leaves it.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is sad. Yeah. Okay. Let's have an upper, yeah, shall we?
Next one better be an upper. It's not. It's not. It's another Damien Rice out of all people to not be.
I don't even know what this is from. Like, it doesn't show me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Which one is this? I can't. Lone Lily? Is that what it's called? Oh, God. Damien Rice is such a bummer.
It's, like, the most embarrassing.
Damien Rice is also, like, I equate him with, like, Cannonball. Is that the song he sang?
Yeah.
Like, yes. Like that. Songs he sang. 2005, 2006, yeah. Whatever.
What a great song.
Ugh.
He's a Brit.
Is he?
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. Raise your hand if you knew that Damien Rice was British, guys.
There's a great moment in one of Ed's songs where he talks about like his like goal in life is being, yeah, Sharon, is being as famous as Damien Rice.
Huh.
He's Irish. I had to double check. But I knew he was not American.
Great.
Okay. Well, this is depressing.
Okay, this is the last one, right? Is this four? Five?
This is a great jam.
Again, talk about still Matt Carney boy. Again.
All we do is talk about playlist, Matt Carney and Hamilton.
Your playlist is surprisingly, unsurprisingly predictable.
Yeah.
Can you just play the next one? Wait, what is this song called? Heartbreak Dreamer, just in case you guys like this intro. Oh, there we go. This is
Kelly.
A good one
too.
Kelly. This might be from a running.
I feel like if I went, like, it's like that when you play, like, Are You Racist? And you do, like, your 10 songs.
I just had a flashback. Remember my 22nd birthday at Limelight Karaoke Studios in Boston, Massachusetts, across from LB?
Did we sing this?
We sang Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, right.
Which we had no right to be singing that.
Even try.
No,
we did it.
We did it. And it was, like... We didn't have a private room or anything. It was just, like, in front of everybody.
Like, on a stage.
Ugh.
It wasn't even just, like, at the bar.
I know. So embarrassing.
It was on a goddamn stage.
So embarrassing.
We should not be allowed to do
karaoke. But you know what? We should be allowed to do karaoke in the privacy of friends.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I'd like to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Are you doing karaoke?
Yeah. Can you? He doesn't listen to this. And honestly. That also reminds me of Glee.
Oh, yeah. What a great...
Jenny, tell everybody quickly how you met Matt Morrison.
Well, I mean, yeah. I was at Trader Joe's the other day, and I'm very large, and it was very hot out, and I was sweating, and Matthew Morrison was at Trader Joe's, and it was just funny. It was very clear that he had never... Maybe he had been. I'm not trying to judge you, Matt, but seemed like he had never been to a Trader Joe's before, and he was like... in awe of everything, and his wife is also pregnant,
but she's weighs 2 pounds.
Yeah, she's like very small. So he was at Trader Joe's, and I kept like running into him in the aisles and was like stalking what he was buying, and then I had to teach him more to put the cart because he didn't know.
Oh, celebrities. Blessed. They're just like us.
Just like us. They also go to Trader Joe's and get cinnamon pita chip. What are they?
Chips.
Yeah. Not crackers. Anyways, love you, Matt.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So now it's time for our recurring segment. I didn't say it this time.
Neither. Yay. We are getting somewhere. Okay.
Okay. So do you want to go for... Oh, so our theme is, to keep up with Hamilton, theater shows.
Woo!
Okay. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go ask you first?
I'll ask you first.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So we literally had to make a list of... I just want to give a little background on this.
Yeah, please
do. We had to make a list of, like, all the shows we've seen, or at least the ones that Jenny has seen, so I can, like, ask her these questions. And then she's like, which ones have you seen? And I was like, I've seen a lot.
All of them.
And so I, like, started to, like, make one of my own, like, at home. And I was like, there's too many, but I can't do this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you are two Broadway shows, but I am two white singer-songwriters. So...
That is accurate.
100%.
Put that on our podcast description. That was me.
Oh, it's like, is that a dog?
No. Okay.
Or a human?
Ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Away we go. Mamma Mia.
Love it.
Color Purple.
Love it.
Chicago.
It's It's all right. I mean, I'm going to say hate it only because I don't love it.
Well, that's accurate.
But I don't hate it, if you know what I mean.
I understand. Yeah. It's the vice of this game. Annie, get your gun.
Hate it.
Guys and Dolls.
It's a fun show. Love it.
Great. Yeah. That was fun.
Chicago's fine. Annie, get your gun. I could care less. It was just the first show that I saw on Broadway.
Sure.
With a tiny Nick Jonas, who was not pop, like, you know, Nick Jonas at the time.
Right.
And then when I found out that he was in Annie, Get Your Gun, I, like, went back and found my playbill. Turns out.
You saw him.
Tiny little Nick Jonas. His face was in my playbill.
Before they were stars.
Yeah. But not that great.
Yeah, it's, like, fine.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so Jenny.
Yeah.
Theater shows.
Mine's just gonna be like, love it, love it, love it. Okay, it's fine. Go.
Okay, ready? And away. Wait. Go. Phantom of the Opera.
Ugh, hate it.
Bodyguard.
Love it.
Oklahoma.
Hate it.
American in Paris.
Ugh, hate it.
Book of Mormon.
Love it.
Guys.
Oh, good. That was too first.
Sorry. No offense. Well, you know, take it as you will. I mean, American in Paris.
What the fuck?
We never watched the
movie. We should watch the movie. I mean, we shouldn't because it's a waste of time, but, like,
yeah, it's great.
Maybe we can just watch the last 20-minute, like, dream sequence.
Okay. The dancing was great, and I think that's all it should have been.
Yeah, like,
just a dance recital.
Yeah.
I would have been happy if it was a dance recital.
It's just such a weird show.
The guy who played our lead was also, like, I mean, this is kind of contradictory to what we said earlier, but maybe not. Like, he was the understudy, but he was flat in a lot of.
Well, he was really good at dancing.
He was really good at dancing. That was
his
forte.
But he was not
a great singer. Or actor, to be honest.
Yeah, yes, all of the above. I mean, you have to be such a talented dancer to be in American in Paris,
But also find somebody that can
suffer,
sing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He wasn't great.
You know what? Live your life. Live your dreams.
Live your dreams. I mean, he's further than I'll ever be, that's for sure.
That's true.
But at the same time, I never need to see that show again.
Yeah. Okay, so we're now at our final seg.
Ugh.
That's our jam.
Okay, can you go first?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so keeping in theme with theater, my jam is technically like a benefit concert, an annual benefit concert called, I should have looked this up, MCC's Miscast, and, oh, the guy,
please hold.
Our friend, guys, live reaction here. Our friend who played Loft Jeff last night just liked my picture that I posted
on
Instagram.
Oh my god, yes.
This is after the guy who played Hamilton also liked
guys,
it. So guys, we're
famous.
Michael Luoye like left a comment on my Instagram. We're best friends.
Desmond.
Guys, it's fine. Everything's under control.
He's so lovely. Everybody, I love him.
Okay. He also, oh, Desmond congratulated you on your burgeoning child. What?
He
is
did.
That a word?
Burgeoning is a word. I don't know if you just used it appropriately. but it's definitely a word.
Like after we talked to him and he was about to move on to the next person, he was like, and congratulations.
It was really nice.
I don't exactly remember what he said, but it was
he
very
just was
nice.
Like, congratulations. That's exciting. Like, which is like very sweet.
What a delight.
He's I know.
Great. I hope everyone is blessed with his presence in the future. MCC has, Manhattan Class Company. God, that was a lot of whatever. Anyways, they have an annual benefit called Miscast. And basically they invite Broadway stars to sing songs that they would not usually be cast in.
Cool. What?
That's
amazing.
It's so good. And so you've actually watched a video from it. Last year it was like these three young boys singing the Skylar Sisters. And Anna Villafañe, I'm sorry, I'm like whatever. She's I'm sorry, if not whatever, but I said her name incorrectly. She is playing Gloria Estefan and On Your Feet currently. And she was Aaron Burr.
Oh,
and,
that's so cool.
That video went viral last year, but so there's that. To tie it all back to Hamilton, Josh Henry, our best friend, sings Natural Woman from Beautiful, the musical. Tina Fey and Titus Burgess did a song together one time.
Oh my god, I love that.
Lynn.
Yes, our love.
And someone I know from theater and who you know from Law and Order, Raul Esparza. Raul! Sang a duet together.
Oh my God.
Jeremy Jordan.
Is that on the internet?
Oh, not only is it on the internet, I made a playlist for everybody has like some of my favorite ones. Raul. And by some, I mean like 25. Jane Krakowski sings the intro to In the Heights. Like she plays Lynn's character, Usnavi.
Oh my God.
One of my favorites is Dreamboat, Aaron Tveit, and Tony Winner, Gavin Creel, singing Take Me or Leave Me from Rent, which is sung between two lesbians, and they are not two lesbians.
That's amazing.
It is fantastic. I love, Broadway BCFA does a similar thing called, oh my gosh, it's like Broadway backwards, but so it's not like a new thing, but this particular one I like always love. They always have good people coming out. Oh, Jonathan Groff. Sutton Foster Anything Goes, and Sutton Foster is like his idol, like a bunch of people, but he like does the entire tap dance in Anything Goes. Oh my God,
I love that so much.
I will put the playlist up in our supplemental reading so you guys can go through it. And
when is it? Or did it already happen?
It already happened this year.
Okay.
And that's the one.
Can we watch it together next year?
Well, it's a New York City like benefit.
It's live, right?
Yes. Probably. So but it's not like live streaming. Yeah.
Like it's not the Emmys.
Correct.
Well, we'll watch the videos.
Okay, great. So that's my jam.
That's a great jam.
Yeah.
Speaking of Broadway and things. What? I gotta go.
Speaking of things,
my jam of the week is the show Younger.
That was such a good thank I didn't you. Even know that was her I know, jam, you guys. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I planned it. I mean, I knew this was like a Broadway episode.
But no, keep going.
What? Well, I was just going to say, because Sutton Foster is the star of that. Yeah. I don't know if I told you this, but I saw Sutton Foster talking about how like it's not annoying, but interesting that a lot of people like only recognize her from Younger, which is like sad because she's hilarious, like such like a multi-talented human Tony being. But I just recently started watching season 2.
Oh, thank God. I was about to say, I was like, behind. You're not even caught up.
So here's the thing. I watched season 1 and then I missed season 2 and then it was season 3 and now it's season 4 and I don't know what happened. But Jeff has gone for 2 weeks, so I have a lot of time on my hands and the episodes are short.
30 minutes.
I signed up for, not even, 22. I signed up for Hulu for my 30-day thing.
Great.
So I can watch them because I didn't have Hulu. And I'm going to just jam through them. And so I'm like halfway through season 2 now.
Tell everyone what Younger is for those who haven't seen
it. Right. Okay. So Younger is a television program about Sutton Foster. And she is a 40-year-old divorcee who lives in the suburbs of Jersey. And she decides that she wants to, well, by necessity and in life and et cetera, she needs to get a job and she can't get one. And so is it because of Josh? She meets a guy and he's like, oh, you're so young. I don't know.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anyways, the point is she gets this idea that she's going to lie about her age to get a job and just like go get an entry level job. And that's what she does. And obviously
But she pretends that she's 26.
She pretends she's 26. So like everybody at work thinks she's 26 and it gets a little sticky. And she has like a young boyfriend and her friends are young and she.
And Hilary Duff is her best friend.
And she's so great. Mariska Hargitay's husband is her boss. Mm-hmm. He's also an actor. But obviously.
His name is Peter.
I know him as Mariska Hargitay's husband. Peter Hargitay.
Nope.
That's not his name.
Herman, I think his last name is.
It doesn't matter. Feminism. So it's really good and everyone should watch it.
It's on TV Land.
Yes. For those of you who, it's on TV Land and then you can watch the old seasons on Hulu.
Let me just tell you. Are you a fan of Liza and Josh?
So I had this conversation with Coraline the other day, but I'm obviously way behind on the show. So I love Josh. Uh-huh. Like, I think he's amazing. But I just feel like she should be with Charles. Uh-huh. But nothing's happened yet to that effect because I'm on season 2. Uh-huh. Even though I kind of know what happens. But it's fine. No spoilies. I don't know. I'm just torn, which is the whole point of the show, is to be torn about that relationship.
It's also by the guy who did Sex and the City. So, like, if you like that type of genre that's, like, female-driven, it's funny. There's dramatic moments. Yes.
Which, like, honestly, I didn't really like Sex and the City. But I love Younger.
Yeah. Younger's so good.
And it's so short.
Yeah. 22.
and she works in publishing. It's great. Everybody watch it. The end.
The end. Great. That's my jam. Fantastic. All right. So another episode done.
Can't believe it.
Please follow us on all the social media. Twitter. That's our jam podcast. You know, the other ones. That's
the only one that we have.
Yeah, that's the only one we have. Email us. Rate us on iTunes. Yes. Or go to.
That's our jam podcast.com. Okay, cool.
Thanks, Christopher.
And you can see our like supplemental reading on the web about what songs we listed here and our jams and all that jazz. Vids. Jams. What? I gotta go.
Okay. You can catch up on me. What?
Yeah.
At cookiesandsangria.com and cookiesangria on all the social media.
I'm at Garlic My Soul on the social meds and the web for recipes if you are hungry. What? I don't
if you are hungry.
It's hot in here again. That's what the moral of the story is.
Per usual, thank you to Megan Roy, who did all our illustrations. Megan-Roy.com. She is moving up in the world. You should check out her modern alphabet book, which is so cool. Cute.
I need to get one for Charlie.
Yeah.
Also, she drew a really cute picture of Cosmo, Izzy, and Luna.
Oh, I saw that.
For her 30-day illustrated series.
So. Roy Meister on Instagram.
Yeah, so cute. I'm shamelessly plugging my own animals. And thank you, Steve. As always, we love your music. We love you. We hope that the FYF Fest was great and get the internet.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.